Every festive we wake up with the damn sparrows. But Mzala, no, she's up at 1 p.m. Kari. And we're like, but where you been though? You're opening pots like you cooked.
A combination meal. Inspired by seven colors, there's something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Thursday morning, for many people, the last Thursday of the year at work, huh? This is where a lot of people start trailing off, because tomorrow, probably the last day for most. That's usually how it works. And companies will pay most people tomorrow, so tomorrow's payday, which a lot of people love. Yes, it's exciting. Isn't that nice?
It's also the time where you got those work party hangovers.
Mm.
Also those loser complexes of maybe getting a bit too friendly with your coworkers.
Oh, that is so messy and dangerous.
See, it would never happen here.
No, well, first of all, Mabali wouldn't get messy with any of us. That's not going to happen.
Well, she told us this yesterday.
She wouldn't be here, though.
Yeah.
Well... She's on her way.
No, I'm saying if we had a function, she would say, I can't make it.
Listen, she's been working hard. She's got her last day of her other job today, so, you know.
She made it clear yesterday she does not like us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I'm not taking this personally. I'm just being observant.
Well, I'm taking it personally. Well, I just don't understand why.
See, it takes everything personally. But we do have a special guest this morning who's hanging out with us here, and he's in the production booth with Amanda. I want him to say hello to everybody. By the way, hello, Amanda, and let's say hello to Mfundo, who's a super fan of ours. He's been a listener from day one. Hey, Mfundo, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yay. Good, man. Come all the way up from Durban to spend a couple of days here at Cliff Central, and we're thrilled to have him with us, as always. How are you doing, man? What's news?
It's all good. I'm enjoying Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. First time out at Cliff Central.
You've never been in Joburg for like longer than a day or two, right?
No, never. So this is all new and it's exciting.
Very good, man. All right. So first of all, what's the kind of main reason that you want to come up here? You want to spend some time? You want to learn about what we're doing? Do you just want to hang out with us? What's your idea? What's your plan of action?
Oh, yes, exactly. I want to learn what Cliff Central is doing and how everything works behind the scene. And maybe I might make a good radio DJ of myself one day. You never know.
Well, you never know. I mean, the standard for radio DJs is so low at the moment.
Exactly.
Really, anyone could be a DJ right now. And you could go straight on air right now and you'd be better than most of them. No, they're that bad. They really are. You're already the best DJ in Johannesburg.
Thank you.
If you spend another 2 days here, you'll be the best in the whole country.
Listen to that.
If you spend 5 days here, you could even be among the top five in the world. I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Okay, well, it's very nice to have you here. You caught a train, a plane. What kinds of transport did you use in 1 day yesterday?
Okay, I used a plane.
But hang on, you've left out taxis, because in Durban...
Taxi as well.
Okay, so you went taxis...
Okay, from home, I used a taxi to town, and then a taxi to the airport, and then a plane from the airport to here, and then from here, SOR, a taxi to Kempton, and then a taxi back to the airport, to Rhodesfield,
yes. Yeah.
And then a train from there to here. So it's been...
What does the train cost? What is it? If you hop on the train from there to here, how much does it cost you from Kempton?
Okay. From
From Rhodesfield, yeah.
It's... I didn't have the card that they use, so...
The car train one.
Yeah, so you'll get... It's around 10 to 20 rand, and then 30 rand but altogether, it cost me... 43 rand.
All right.
Wow.
But if I took the train from the airport, it would have cost me about $150. So
yeah, it's a big jump.
So my idea of going around Kempton, eventually it worked.
Very good. Well, listen, I mean, you saved yourself a bunch of money because if you had to catch a taxi from Kempton to here, I reckon that would probably be close to $100. Jeez. If you had to catch an Uber, it would be close to $300.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't it your first time on a plane? How was the experience?
Yeah. First time in... you've never been in a plane before?
No.
Jeez.
Never.
What was it? Were you terrified? Did you think, oh my God, this is the worst thing I've ever decided to do?
Exactly, because now you know... when
yes.
Because right. When you are up there, you start to think about the things, the horrible things that's happened on the news or in the movies. Yeah. So it's all pile up and I was shaking as hell. But
oh, shame, man.
I made it. I'm here.
Well, it's a good first flight because it's relatively short. You don't want your first flight to be like 10 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're in trouble.
Terrifying.
I call this Cliff Central commitment. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah. No, it's pretty impressive. Sia was here last night, and I was also here at the beginning of Country Duty's second episode, which seems to have gone down really well.
Mm-hmm.
Tumisole is the host of that show, and there's a whole lot of other people who are on their team, and they were talking about education. They spoke to Panyaza Lesufi. They had... who else did they have on yesterday?
Yeah, they spoke to a bunch of different people. They were trying to get the MC and they couldn't...
did he not come on eventually?
Yeah, they couldn't get him on the line.
Shit, I saw he was on the line.
I wish these guys good luck with getting those kind of guests, huh?
But I feel like with their conviction, and it's a whole team. Do you know, there's... I think last night there were only like three people in studio. They had a couple of guests on the line as well. But behind the scenes, they have like four, five, even more people who work collectively with the whole hashtag Country Duty movement. So I feel like they'll make it happen. They discussed equal education with books and book drives. And it's a whole fascinating education conversation. And they have so much planned for next week's show. They're taking a bit of a break over the festive season and they'll be back with more next week.
Yeah,
next
we'll take, just so that everybody knows, because I hate when I get emails from people saying, oh, we thought you'd be back now or whatever. So what we'll be doing is I'm away for the week between Christmas and New Year. So the 22nd is our last show.
Mm-hmm. Next Friday.
And then the show starts again on the 2nd, but I'm probably only going to come back on about the Monday of the following week, which is the 9th. We'll see how that goes.
So Tuesday the 9th. So you'll be back on Wednesday the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. The Monday of that week. So it's the 7th then.
Monday the 8th. You'll be back.
8th. I knew it was somewhere around.
So there. We'll need to change the calendar around.
All right. That's fine. You see, you don't even
know. Glum. What's going on?
No, as always, this is the first we hear of these things.
It's in the calendar.
But look, I didn't realize that he was going to be now away until like the 10th or whatever.
Oh.
Well,
do you feel lost?
7th. Instead of just 1 week, I'm going to take 2. That's all. Not the end of the world.
Sorry.
So Duncan says, I noticed the WhatsApp line isn't working anymore. Also noticed the last week you guys have not been reading much of the WeChat messages. I'd rather hear from listeners than just hear Sia singing. That's Duncan. Thank you, Duncan.
Firstly, Duncan, very ungrateful.
So I think the WhatsApp line is working, 0797482090. Try that out and see if you can get your messages up there. Sometimes, you know, I don't have a lot of time, and particularly when we've got a lot of guests or there are things going on, to get to all the WhatsApp messages. But here's something cool. It's from Robin. She says, hey, your interview with Loiso Gola was awesome, and I was yelling at my radio along with you that he wasn't getting it. It was confusing. His family's historical lack of access to capital with capitalism. Oh, he was confusing the two. It was super real, and I really enjoyed it. I've been going through Sam Harris's Waking Up podcast series, and he's often talking about the importance of real conversations with people that you don't agree with as the actual only vehicle for change. And this is a great example of that for me. Well, I had a fan moment yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, Professor Jordan Peterson, who I follow on Twitter, and I'm a regular subscriber to his YouTube videos. He's a professor of evolutionary psychology at Toronto University.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a philosopher as well. I've spoken about him before. Jordan Peterson he's one of those people, he's got hours and hours of stuff on YouTube, which if you want to take control of your life, You know, there are a lot of people, and I've got to say, Mfundo, because you're here, you're one of those people. You're a self-starter. You're one of those people who just kind of gets things done, and you don't complain about things. You haven't had the easiest start in life, and you've never really had a lot compared to a lot of people. But you've worked damn hard. I know that because we've spoken to each other on and off for the last 3 years. And this guy, Jordan Peterson, he's just such a... He's a good person. The one thing that we will always disagree on is he's quite a religious guy, and he thinks that religion plays an important role. And while I acknowledge that, I don't think that it needs to. He feels religion is essential to people kind of lifting themselves up and getting out of poverty and difficulty, which is great. I mean, his philosophies are 100% spot on, and I'm not going to pick those apart because 90% of what he says I completely agree with, and he's taught me a lot. So he sends me a Twitter message yesterday.
Stop.
Yeah, a DM to say he's got a book coming out. And would I like an advance copy?
Stop it
It was while I was driving into work yesterday. So I went, oh. I said, yeah, of course I would. I'd be thrilled.
Does he follow you back?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so you were just not even expecting anything. It was just another day.
I didn't know that he was. I only saw he was following me after that. But it was so cool, because how often do you get a message from someone you really admire?
Never, yes. Gareth, never. I've never.
Hey, come on, doesn't Mr. Gary play?
Gary retweets DM you. Me. Well, because he doesn't know how to use. He doesn't use his Twitter. Spoiler alert, other people.
Spoiler: he doesn't even run his own account.
Of course not.
It's one of his kids. Just settle down.
Oh right. Oh really?
Well, of course. What else are they doing?
Ben, don't ruin your own fantasy.
See, my fantasy is so transparent. You know, I'm joking.
Yeah, just stay in there.
So anyway, yes. Jordan Peterson sends me this message. Yeah. And so I'm very excited. He's going to send me an advance copy of his book. And I replied and said, I'm only going to accept your offer if you sign it.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, he's very cool.
Sign and podcast, or would you just go sign?
Yeah, he's only a Skype call away.
Yeah, we'll get him on. Mm-hmm. We'll get him on. Reason I bring him up is because Jordan Peterson says there's a lot of people in the world who are trying to change the world, right? Mm-hmm. And particularly young people. And he says that's really admirable.
I feel like there's a but coming.
No. He says, you know, the people will take to the streets and they'll complain about the government, or they'll complain. We all do this on the show, so we know what he's talking about. We complain about the government or the economy or this or that. All this stuff that's big. He says, if you can't get your own life in order first, you're never going to be able to change the world. So the first thing you need to do is wake up in the morning and make your bed. Tidy up your space, your room. That's what you do. You start with that. Once you got your room sorted out, then you sort out the other rooms that you live in. Then you sort out your garden or your yard or your entrance or your driveway or whatever it is. Then you sort out your neighborhood. And he says that's how you bring about change. So people are looking at the world and all the problems in the world, and they see this huge insurmountable mess. And then they reckon if they start with the big stuff on the outside, they can work their way in. But actually, you have to start on the inside and work your way out. He's very smart, and he gives genuine, caring advice. He's a caring guy, which a lot of the people that I listen to, particularly intellectuals, they're not caring people. This guy cares about people. He's like, you can make your life better if you start with your little things, like make the bed, make yourself a cup of coffee. Start in the morning, wake up with a goal, and fulfill that first goal, and the rest of the day will be a breeze. If you start, and the first thing is like, I can't get out of bed. That's how your day is going to go. And I suppose mostly he's, in my experience, been right. So I love his work, and it was a real moment for me to kind of connect with someone who I'm a huge fan of. And we'll get him on the show, because I think to start January with, you know, stuff from someone who's such a caring, inspirational human being, and who's backed it up with years of research and work and massive credibility. I mean, I would put him in the top 10 intellectuals in the world right now in terms of the amount of difference he's making.
Jeez.
So for Jordan Peterson to send me a DM was like, woo! Very excited. Anyway, back to Robin's email. So Robin says, I really like the new format of the show with 2 hours of the team and the interview separated out. If I could make a request, can you tag the title of episodes that are a snippet of the main show and which are the full interviews? Currently, the only way to guess the difference is to judge by the length of the podcast or keeping the Gareth's guests a day behind to check that it's not part of the main show. I've also been thinking long and hard about a proposition for Mabali, that's a business proposition, There are a lot of women that have been or are in bad relationships where they believe that they are now less than. By leveraging her black book of previous dungeon victims, Mubs could set up an intervention service where friends of the downtrodden could purchase a night with one of Mabali's men, and they could be wined and dined and dickmatized by a real man, so they could see how they should be treated. There is a potential expansion for all those Plas Macy's, those white girls who have been brought up on Steve Hoffmeyer and the old flag. It's a cycle of abuse broken, which is a win for everybody. I also found it very strange that... That's related to something else. Something to do with the mechanics of the show, which isn't very interesting. Also had a gem from Sia recently, paraphrased, "The only reason we can see the things we idolize in our heroes is because they exist in ourselves." That's very pretty, Sia.
Did I say that?
Yes. So compliments so for Sia and a business idea for Mubs.
Well, I mean, that's probably the best way to start 2018 then, is to do a bit of research into that business proposition.
Damn right.
It's now or never. But you
could help a whole lot of women.
But you know there is a company called Manservants.
Tell me about this.
Well, you can literally book men for anything.
Anything?
Well,
it doesn't.
I mean, on their website where it says press, it's not their genitals. That's just, you know, what people have said about them. But it's a full service operation. So if you want to go shopping with someone, if you just want to like have dinner, if you need a handyman, if you need a driver, like whatever it is, you get accomplished gents, but it's high end. Yeah, seriously, if you go to manservants.co.
This is your kind of site, Mubs.
How come I didn't know about this until now?
Well, you never check your emails.
And this is
or messages
the, this is what the man sings when he arrives at your door.
So, how's it going, Dodger?
They come to your front door and they sing this as they stand there naked with a bow tie on. They go, "Come on, get on with it. Here we go." Right? You get the basics.
So, like, take for instance your bachelorette parties.
Oh, yeah?
It says here on the website, and I quote, "Celebrate your girlfriend with our signature service of pampering and adoration. It's creep-free entertainment for birthdays, bachelorettes, girls' nights out." But I can see how this is going, right? Everyone's so, "Oh, look, we've got those really high-end guys." Mm-hmm. Three bowls of champagne. Cheryl is like, "Show us your cock." Yeah. That's how it's going to go.
Cheryl. There's always a Cheryl.
There's always somebody like that. Yeah.
Oh,
but you can hire them for your events, and they'll... It looks like quite a thing. It really does. And like the booking process is like booking a restaurant. It's very simple.
I do love the fact that they emphasize creep-free, because, you know, these days, you can't trust anyone. You must assume that everyone is a creep first. Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. But if you go on the website, it looks
Hi,
like...
Hi, I'm Harvey Weinstein.
It looks like Vanity Fair, this thing. their men
Hi,
are highly
I'm
vetted.
I'm Bill!
Highly vetted, very well trained.
Very well trained. Good boy.
Training is developed by women. Our training includes lady psychology and a code of chivalry to educate men on what women really want. Josie Cock. Okay, Cheryl.
Yes.
You got to bat her away. All right. That sounds like it's a very good service. Mubs, you've been toying with the idea of opening up some kind of escort agency, but maybe you could start with the softer stuff by starting a servant agency of men who women just want to adore them. Doesn't need to get sleazy straight away. You can always have an offshoot of that business where you employ the actual male whores.
Like man slaves after man servants.
So let's have a look at the packages. So the signature service.
Oh, what packages?
The man servant experience.
Oh. Yes.
$575 for 2 hours. You get two man servants to function around 9 to 24 guests. Yeah.
Oh, so they deal with several as well.
Yeah.
Large groups.
You can add an extra manservant for $150 per hour.
Huh?
Look, it's just all it's doing is it's a promotional agency that's just basically throwing up the tariffs here in understanding that you have a manservant.
When I book, do Do I get asked, would you like a small, medium, large, or extra large?
Hmm.
Because that, to me, is an important distinction to make upon ordering the manservant.
Says the lady who wants, you know, penis statues if she ever gets rich enough.
That, to me, would make marketing sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I mean, this whole process is fully transparent. So, you know, how it works is that you go, it's a very, you book, the servant arrives, everything happens, and the next day there's like a morning after, you know, was it good? Did they fulfill all your needs, all that kind of stuff? But I also believe that...
Oh, so you actually do a report?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I reckon when these guys come back torn and broken, they probably say...
Cheryl was there.
Can we please not go back to Mabali Maloy's house?
You know, just quickly before we get to the five things you need to know. There's so much to talk about this morning. I actually made notes.
Mm-hmm.
Vuyo Mvoko yesterday on ENCA was... And I've thought for a long time that he was a bit of a, you know, a stooge. Like he looked the part and he's very articulate and all that kind of thing. But I was worried that he was the kind of guy who'd go soft on people. Well, last night I saw him interviewing David Mahlobo. And David Mahlobo had such a bad time on Vuyo Mvoko's show. So I tweeted out, after that grilling from Vuyo Mvoko, David Mahlobo has probably got to go for a massage with those Thai ladies. You remember the ones at the massage? What was that massage parlor called in Mpumalanga that he used to frequent?
Justice Malala will remember.
House of Guam?
No. Something like that. So please look it up because that was hysterical. Something's House of Guam. Something.
Well, that's anyway. Justice when he comes in.
Mm. We'll check with Justice. All right, so it is Thursday, which means Mr. Malala makes his appearance at about 7 o'clock for the Burning Platform, which is always good. And we will discuss many of the things that it is important to discuss with him. We also spend a bit of time this week at Colcacchio in Bryanston at the Nickelway Center, where we made some pizzas and some other fantastic food. Mm. And this morning, the five things you need to know are brought to you by Colcacchio. So if you're looking for something to snack on this week and you feel like a really decent pizza, pasta or salad, that is the place to pop in and go and help yourself to the finest, freshest ingredients and the best service. So, where do we begin? First of all, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, whose current trajectory is not looking very good. Her supporters range from Batabile Dlamini to Faith Mutambi to David Mahlobo to Ace Magashule to Oros Maine. And she's delivered her final address ahead of this week's ANC's National Elective Conference, which could see her becoming the party's first female president. And she touched on the need for South Africans to answer questions that South Africans, the continent, and the globe might have for the governing party as it seeks to not only elect new leadership but also to renew itself. South Africans will be watching to hear our debates around historic injustices like the land, said Dlamini Zuma. Because, of course, most people in this country, that is their chief concern, is stuff that they don't have. Her gala dinner was attended by several ministers, Mamologo Kubai Ngubane, Faith Mutambi, and Dogozile Xhosa. Ekurhuleni Mayor Mzwandile Masina, whose region opted to back Cyril Ramaphosa, defied the mandate given to him by his region and the Gauteng province by backing the Dlamini Zuma campaign, even after the province's general council threw its weight behind the deputy president. So he was there as well. She quoted a part of the Freedom Charter, which said South Africa belongs to to all who live in it, saying that the land and the economy had to be shared among the people of the country. That was her main thing. That was what she spoke about. So for her, it was really stealing the EFF's mandate because she has completely run out of ideas. I'm sure Julius is thrilled because
did she have any to start with?
Well, who knows? Certainly doesn't look like that, like it at this point. So here's something cool. Peter Jackson, for Star Wars fans, this is going to be exciting. I'm going to see Star Wars The Last Jedi tonight. Ooh, I'm excited. Peter Jackson, who did the Lord of the Rings trilogy, announced the much-anticipated trailer that's premiering before The Last Jedi. And apparently, it's very exciting, the trailer was shown after each movie ended as well. So a handful of theater owners and filmgoers were stupid enough to get up and walk out straight away, and they missed out on this. But I'm pleased to announce, he said, the trailer teaser for the movie Mortal Engines will be debuting in cinemas around the world with Star Wars The Last Jedi. The Lord of the Rings director wrote on Facebook, Mortal Engines is designed by Christian Rivers. It's directed, rather, by Christian Rivers and will be released next year. I hope you all enjoy our first trailer. As long as there's no characters called Jar Jar Binks, I'm sure people will. So that's a bit of news out of movies, because that's the big movie of this week all around the world. Everybody's excited about it. And even non-Star Wars fans have to know that it exists. Mandla Mandela is dismayed by the public protector's findings in the funeral fiasco surrounding his grandfather Nelson Mandela's burial and all the shenanigans that have gone on there. Mandla Mandela said he expressed utter indignation and dismay at corruption allegations surrounding the arrangements of the funeral of his grandfather, former president Nelson Mandela. Said that this is unacceptable and he's very, very disturbed by these reports. What else can I tell you? Let me see. The Stellenbosch man who escaped from court to see a pregnant lover. You interested in that?
Excuse me now?
Yeah. Let me tell you this story. This is pretty fascinating.
Oh, let's believe so, in love.
A Stellenbosch man who, according to his lawyer, escaped from custody to be with his heavily pregnant better half on Wednesday, received a 12-month prison sentence for his desperate act of love. Vilzan Pekur pleaded guilty in the Stellenbosch Magistrates Court for escaping from the regional court on May 29th, wearing a bright red T-shirt with the acronym YOLO, which stands for You Only Live Once, boldly printed on his chest. Pekur nodded as he listened to the details of his escape. Legal aid attorney Lucille van Rienen explained that he was outside the regional court awaiting trial for a separate matter when he broke his shackles and jumped over the court walls. Expressing his disbelief, the magistrate, Eric Kakertla, described him as a springbok for his miraculous jump. He was dressed in civilian clothing at the time of the incident, managed to run towards the Ekestad shopping center, roughly a kilometer from the court, where correctional services officers arrested him 10 minutes after his escape. He said he was going to meet his girlfriend, she was pregnant, and the case he appeared for had been postponed 3 times already. Van Rienen was unable to clarify which matter he was appearing in court for at the time of the incident, but the magistrate was not impressed and sentenced him to 12 months in prison, which will run concurrently with another 7-year sentence he's already serving. So that's pretty funny. Trump's dude in Alabama lost. Roy Moore was beaten by the Democrat in that election. And a lot of people are saying that there's a big F you to Donald Trump and to Steve Bannon, his strategist during his own election campaign. How interesting is that? So a lot of people very excited about that news, especially people who don't particularly love Donald Trump. And let me think about, Europe's not interesting. I'll leave that out. Really, it's not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing going on there. Joe Biden consoled Meghan McCain on The View in a tear-joking moment of sincerity.
Oh,
did you hear about this?
She's doing the interview rounds again.
Yes.
Wait, so Madeleine's mother?
No, Meghan McCain. That's John McCain's daughter.
Oh.
We live in horrifically partisan times.
John McCain.
Things are bad. A lot of people are very partisan and they're very split down the middle about whether they're Democrats or Republicans. And in this country, whether they're ANC, DA, EFF. But who knew that a moment of beauty would come from The View, a talk show known for its heated political debates. But that's exactly what happened when Joe Biden dropped in to discuss his new book, Promise Me, Dad, A Year of Hope, Hardship and Purpose. Mm. Unbeknown to everyone, it turned out the Democratic politician had a very, very close relationship with longtime Republican senator, one-time presidential nominee John McCain, and was on full display in a moment of tear-jerking sincerity between Biden and McCain's daughter and The View co-host Meghan McCain. Through the tears, she admitted to Biden that she couldn't get through his book as her father was diagnosed with the same cancer that took Biden's son, Beau's life. McCain, while tearing up, remained professional and asked Biden a question on behalf of everyone suffering from this form of cancer, but Biden saw that she really just needed someone to be there for her right then. He got up, walked over to her, sat down next to her, and talked about her father. Joe the Biden.
Mm.
What a nice guy. Hmm?
He's still, like, I just picture him sharing ice cream with Obama, that's all.
Yeah. And then Russell Simmons is, these women are now, they're lining up to accuse Russell Simmons of sexual harassment and rape. He stepped down from his companies in November following sexual assault allegations. Three women accused him of sexual assault, and one woman claimed he actually raped her. And now he is having to defend himself left, right, and center from a number of other women who've come forward. So Russell Simmons looking at a spectacular fall from grace, Weinstein style. Mm. So it wasn't just the movies, it was the music business as well. And it might not just be those two, it might be all the businesses.
Mm.
So let these creeps come out and let us get them out of these positions of power and influence.
There's got to be a Netflix show about this.
Mm.
House of Smut Cards or whatever.
House
of Creeps.
I'm sure there's House someone, ironically, in Hollywood already working on it.
I'm sure. All right, so that's the five things you need to know, the extended version for this morning, because I was picking and choosing the stories as they came up live. But it's time for us to turn our attention now to Ben and to see what's going on in the sport. It's brought to you by Land Rover Jaguar Menlyn. That's right. You can go and visit them at the corner of Gasfontein and the N1 in Pretoria. You can also go and see their extraordinary range of cars. You can get that special payment holiday, which means that if you get a brand new car now, you can start paying for it in March. It means you don't have to worry for December, January, February. Those are the toughest months of the year from a financial point of view, so it sounds like a good deal. That's because it is. What do you got for us, Ben?
Well, Man City, they just keep winning. 15 in a row now. The last time a team has done this well was back in the 60s, I think.
Yeah.
Who really knows what was going on in the 60s? It was so long ago.
It was very long ago.
Very, very long ago. So therefore, it doesn't count. People were playing with wooden boots and lamb chop sideburns and had a pint of ale at halftime. Man City, current day, look at them go. They've now got an 11-point lead. Last night, they just sort of swatted Swansea away like they were just disobedient children. Hammering them. This team really is going from strength to strength. Just like think about that. 15 wins in a row. Now, it's one thing when you're a great team and you beat teams over and over and over. But look at a team like Liverpool last night. They drew with West Brom Albion. Arsenal, they go to West Ham, they draw 0-0. Like, teams who are good always have a little, we missed a couple of chances here. To not lose in 15 matches, incredible. But to win every single time in 15 matches, it's just unheard of. Jose Mourinho, well, he is still trying to be as plucky as he can be. His team beat Bournemouth last night. Lukaku finally got a goal. So they won 1-0. Jose says, look, if the league's over, then I'm going on holiday on Monday. Not one to mince his words ever. He still believes there's a bit of a fight in his team left. And there is so much time. But, I mean, I don't know what could derail Man City here. Pep Guardiola may be found with a pig. Aguero breaks both legs. I don't know what's going to really derail this team. 11 points clear. They've got a great squad. Obviously, it's a big money team, this. And even if they go deep in Champions League and make the final, whatever it may be, they've got enough firepower to really make it happen here. And it is something to watch. So whether you like them, hate them, don't care about them, whatever it is, this is a great sporting feat happening right now. And if you want to see them in action this weekend, well, they'll be taking on Spurs at 7:30. Big match Saturday. Hmm. Also look out for on Saturday, Leicester, who are doing rather well. They'll take on Crystal Palace, who are rather crap. That'll be at 2:30. Then Chelsea are out of it, really. Coach has kind of said as much, and they'll take on Southampton at 5. Arsenal will be, well, probably mediocre at best against Newcastle, 5 at the Emirates. And then Liverpool fans, Man United fans, Sunday your match will be there. West Brom are hosting Man U at 4:15, and then Bournemouth will take on Liverpool at 6:30. All those times South African time. In the PSL, well, Sundowns, as I've been saying the last couple of weeks, they're starting to really show their muscle and show their class. They're 5 points clear with 2 games in hand over the nearest rivals. And, do I have to get into those fixtures? Yeah, sure. Mm. Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do that tomorrow. Because, okay. Gareth, we need to get into cricket.
Okay, tell me why.
Cricket. The Proteas are playing less test matches in the next 4 years.
Why is
that?
So
how it works is...
Does no one want to watch them?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I think that's a bit harsh.
Is it the ICC with their draconian rules?
Well, the ICC are kind of like the UN. They don't really matter. It's the BCCCI, those guys.
Oh.
People in complete utter control of cricket. They're talking about the fact that, you know, obviously you can't have a perfect system. Everyone's going to have this and that, but the big three always have the perfect system. So Australia, India, England, they'll get a glut of fixtures. They'll do well. They'll get everything they need. Whereas the Proteas, well, just to put it in perspective, they're going to be playing 32 tests in the four-year cycle.
Hmm.
Averages about 8 a year. England, 46, averaging 11. Australia, 40. And India, 37. So even Bangladesh is going to play more test cricket than the Proteas in the next 4 years. But then again, is it really a bad thing? Because quality over quantity is always a thing in test cricket, because you want the big games. That's what gets the crowds going, and that's what gets people talking about stuff. I mean, we all know that Bangladesh series recently was the biggest waste of time. It really was. It was played in front of 7 people, 2 of which were ice cream salesmen, and nobody cared. Bangladesh got absolutely hammered by as much resistance as a wet flannel, and that doesn't do anything for the game, doesn't do anything for the players, and no one cares about Bangladesh saying we're looking for positives and pulling out of secrets here. Shut up. So they're going to be playing a lot more sort of quality rather than quantity, which isn't the worst thing. So, I mean, people love to bitch, and I suppose you can bitch about that. But in the ODIs, they are set to play 45 in that next cycle. India are playing 61 because India like money. Because they can get money. West Indies, interesting enough, are also playing 61. Sri Lanka down to 48, Australia 48, and England get 43. So on the lower side of that too. Interesting enough though, T20s. The Proteas are set to play 42 T20s in this next cycle of the four-year cycle. Which just means that maybe what you don't make in tests and ODIs, you get in the gate receipts on the other T20s. So everything kind of balances, I guess, but everyone must just stop crying themselves to sleep about the fact that there's a big three in cricket. That's how things work, and that's money, and that's power. If you have both, great. If you don't have those, well, sorry, but you know, no one says it's going to be easy. England won the toss and decided to bat in Perth, which was great for Alistair Cook because he's reached his 150th test match. Amazing milestone, that is. But then he offered bug roll with the bat. He was LBW by Stark for 7 runs. Stoneman was looking solid, and he's currently on 48. Vince has gone for 25. Joe Root has just joined Stoneman at the crease. So England currently 91 for 2. Of course, they have to win this to keep the test series alive. They're currently 2 down in the 5-test series. Essentially, they need to win the next 3 to try win it. So that's not going to happen, but they'll try guts it out. But yeah, I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening at all. Not because I don't like England. It's just Mitchell Marsh has come back for the English. How they keep doing that, I'm not entirely sure, because that guy is crap. Chris Froome has been a little bit overzealous with his asthma pump, it seems.
Oh, no.
Well, when you hear cyclists caught in doping, straight away you think of a massive needle going to his arm, and he's EPOing, and he's Lance Armstronging someone's caravan. Well, we all know that when someone is caught doping in a sport, it could be from a trace element. It could be from a cough syrup that they've taken. Chris Froome has basically tested positive for a double dose of an active ingredient in an asthma pump. That's his big crime here. So everyone's going to see doping and see Chris Froome, but he believes that he knows the rules. There was no wrongdoing. It was just a little mistake, blah, blah, blah. That's always the protocol. But salbutamol, that is not permitted. But for therapeutic uses, you're allowed a certain amount, but he double dosed, essentially. Now, the thing is, people have been saying Chris Froome's been doping for quite some time, but he's in the biggest team in cycling, who definitely can mask the crap out of anything. I mean, I'm pretty sure they could have sorted out OJ's problems too, this Team Sky. These guys know how to get their man to the top.
If your glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Yeah, Sky could have defended Harvey Weinstein if they had enough time. So, if this is the tip of the iceberg, are people thinking this is just the first step and Froome's going to be testing positive for more stuff and more news is going to come out? There's obviously loads of conspiracy theories, but when it comes to cycling, it's just so tainted already. And Froome says that whatever happens, his career will never be tainted. But you're a cyclist, though, so people are always going to ask questions. It's as simple as that. So tomorrow we'll get back into what's happening in the actual weekend. The Titans won last night in the Ram Slam T20. The Cobras and Dolphins will take that on to the second semi-final tonight. And all being well, there'll be no rain in Durban. It just looks like it'll be cloudy. But again, as soon as someone tosses a coin in Durban for a cricket match...
Yeah, it's going to start raining.
It starts to rain. That's all your sport for this Thursday.
All right, Ben, thank you very much. Sport brought to you by Land Rover Jaguar Menlyn. Get hold of them ASAP, especially if you want to get yourself a new car, even just test drive one. You know, go and live a little. Have a fantasy. Just take it for a drive. See how you would feel and look in one of these cars. Especially that new Range Rover Velar. Very nice. 012-369-2400. That's 012-369-2400, Pretoria, 369-2400. And arrange a test drive. Tell them that you heard about it on Cliff Central. They'll give you a nice cup of coffee. They'll treat you like a king. You deserve that. You don't just walk in like someone off the street and get thrown off, you know. You want to drive a car? No. If you tell them where you're from, you heard about it here, they'll look after you. Drop a name. What the hell? Say cliffcentral.com. They'll look after you like gold. Better yet, head on down, and they are at 221 Gasfontein Road, just off the N1 highway in Menlyn. All right, it's time for us to play a game. Amanda's got a game.
Do you want the crypto prices quickly?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, right. I actually looked them up. I had them ready for you as well, Ben, but you go ahead.
Okay. Well, go on. Ethereum had a huge day yesterday.
Massive.
Was on a tirade.
Almost as massive as the smile on your face.
Anyone who's been in Ethereum from Monday is going to have had the most terrific week.
It's crazy. Yeah, so Bitcoin last week, Ethereum this week. So one Ether is $748 currently, which is about 12,360 Rand. And one Bitcoin is currently at $16,755, which in ZAR terms is $265,213 Rand.
Mm. Yeah. There it is.
Not shabby at all.
All right, Amanda, are you going to handle this? How's this game going to work? I love these because I never know what's going to happen. And that's exactly the way I like to be surprised. You know me. What's the plan of action?
Okay, so we're playing like a Christmas carol game. I'm going to give you a line from a Christmas song.
All right.
And then Sia's going to sing it and butcher it.
What the title is.
Is Sia going to sing them, or is that something you don't want to expose people to?
If you must, Sia. If you can't,
I need
hold
to
it
warm
in.
Up. For excuse
All right,
me.
So once we've answered, Sia will give it his best try.
So then just ready. Like the quiz, you're going to say your name or me first, then you'll get to answer.
All right. So here we go. This is the introduction.
That is my favorite version of that song.
How about this one? Mubs' favorite.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we'll see us.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
All right, everybody, calm down. Let's go.
I'd rather listen to nails on a chalkboard.
That's how you sound. What are you talking about?
Y'all.
Come on, Sia. All right. Amanda, it's all yours.
All right, question one. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirit
frost.
You want the title of the song,
Nick? No, I want the name of the song now.
Gareth, I'm going to go first.
Yes, Gareth.
Jingle Bells.
Well done.
Yes. Excellent. I like to win. I know
you already. All right, Sia, then you sing.
All right, so Sia, go. How does it really go?
Can I sing the chorus?
Yeah,
jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to run in a one.
This is Amanda. She's already complaining. I love it. All right.
Shake through the snow. Okay.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's go. Next one. No. What? Your mic's just gone dead. Just hit it or something. That connection's terrible. There we go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Let Earth receive her king.
Oh, Sia. Let Earth receive her king and every... Oh, damn it. What's the name of the song?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
No.
Wait, Mabali.
And everyone.
Wait, Sunlight, Silent Night.
No.
And heaven and angels sing.
I got it.
Gareth?
Joy to the World.
Yay.
That's it. Damn it.
Hey, you already sang that, Sia.
Well, Gareth's just at an advantage here because his family hosts a Christmas carol thing every single year.
I love Christmas. I love the Christmas music.
This is like having a sports quiz and not expecting me to win.
Okay, Ben is complaining.
Yeah. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the rain.
Right, go back to Amanda.
Okay, so next, bad. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Sia. Oh, Ben, damn it.
Ben,
wait.
Ben, once Sia ruins it.
I always know the actual Sia, song, not the title.
The manger song.
Okay, that's good. You said
have
the
we
main
got that
word.
One?
Away in a manger.
Okay, well done, nice. Right,
away in a manger, no proof for a bit. That little
everybody. Mr. Methane here.
Oh no, Mr.
My bottom and I would like to bring you the season's greetings. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
I don't know if this is worse than Sia, but
Christmas on a happy
here
New
we go.
Year.
Take it away.
Glad tidings I bring to you from my ring. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Mr. Methane, take it away. Okay, Amanda, next question.
All right, this one is my favorite one.
All right.
And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Jingle bells.
And man will... No, and
Ben,
man.
Can you just participate?
Wait a minute.
And
it's that I know who it is.
And man will live. And man will live
Ben,
forevermore.
I know Ben, the little drummer boy.
Okay, no. You know what?
And man will live forevermore at the angels sing. What does it say in the beginning when
Ben,
it stops? Yes, Ben?
Hark the herald angels.
No! What are the first lines?
Long time ago in Bethlehem.
No, when it, at the beginning.
Hark now here. No.
Okay, someone give me who sings it.
Boney M.
Okay, everyone's got that one. Mary's boy child.
Of course. Mary got knocked up. She didn't get knocked up. That old chestnut.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, next. Born is the...
Wait, Sia hasn't sung yet. Oh, yeah. Let's give him a...
I'll hear the angels sing. The king was born today. And Mary's with forevermore because of Christmas Day.
That was a harmony, y'all. I at least do that.
All right, thank you, Sia.
That was a great harmony.
Born is the king of Israel.
Sounds very political right now, Amanda. Are we still playing a game?
I've got this, Gareth.
Yes.
Hark the herald angels sing.
No.
Not?
Born is the king on Christmas Day.
No, born is the king of Israel.
Oh, sorry. That's
born all. Is the king. Born is the king.
It's a very slow Israel. One. It's actually terrible.
Born is the...
I can't get this one right.
Okay, I'll give this one to you guys then because no one knows. All right. First Noel.
Noel.
Alright, thank you, Sia.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you for all the other years. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yay!
Alright, da 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 da. Very nice.
Okay, this year, to save me from tears.
Okay, cool.
Ben?
George Michael.
Yes.
Well done.
Good
Ben.
One.
This year, to save me from tears,
are we going to have
it to someone special?
The greatest song ever.
Do you think so? Make you feel happy?
Amazing.
The greatest song ever.
No, obviously that was Careless Whisper. Duh.
Here's the better version. I wish they'd recorded this one.
This Christmas I'll eat and I'll fart. Then the very next day I'll do it again. It's clear that this time of year I eat without reservation. Last Christmas I ate like a pig. All the ice cream and beef and the gravy and cream. Chicken, pudding and sauce. Chocolates and Christmas turkeys.
All right, very nice.
Okay, everyone has to know this one.
Okay.
I don't care about the presents.
Sia.
Mm.
Yes,
I know
Sia.
Mariah freaking Christmassy Carey.
Okay, oh.
What a great song. All right, so give us a little line
Sia.
From that, Sia.
Take us there.
Don't do the beginning.
I actually was going to do the beginning because I'm so good at it. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care.
All right, stop. For God's sake, it sounds like you're throwing up.
Just in time for the holidays, the most unusual Christmas album ever. Oprah Winfrey burps the Christmas classics. Listen to Oprah pass gas at Christmas Mass. Oprah Winfrey burps the Christmas classics. Available in the freezer section at Ralph's.
There we go. Isn't that nice?
Why did I smell that?
And just like the one I used to know.
I got that. I got it. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Okay. And next. Oh, see, are you going to sing that one or can we go next?
Oh, we can see, go next. Do it. That's
just
fine.
Give us a line.
I'm dreaming of a you know, I can't even take myself seriously anymore. I'm so touched.
Okay, there's three more, so here's the third last one. Fa la 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 la.
La 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 la. Christmas is around the corner.
Fa la 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 la.
Tis the season to be jolly.
No.
No.
What is
it? Deck the halls.
Yay!
Hey. So I think the only people who got points here are me and Mubs. Or did Ben get one?
I got one.
Hey, I think I got one.
You got two, George, because Michael, for the first Noel, no one knew, so I gave everyone a point
there.
Yay. I was generous.
How many left?
Two more.
Okay.
This is where I make my charge.
I really can't stay.
See ya.
Oh, that's...
Yes,
oh.
But baby, it's cold outside.
But give her the name of the song.
All right. Isn't I Really Can't Stay?
It's... Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold.
It was originally
outside.
Dean Martin Rehepnel.
Yes, as we discovered the other day. Mm-hmm. This is true.
Last one. It's the happiest.
Sia. Oh, Sia's
It's the happiest season.
Sia, what's the song called?
What's the song called?
Right, back to that.
Most wonderful
it's
time
so carried away.
It's the
book,
is it?
Yeah.
It's okay. The most wonderful.
That's Sia's favorite song.
Right, I feel strong.
It's also Ellen's.
All right, so who won?
In first place, we have Gareth.
Thank you.
Yippee! And then the rest of the team is on a tie.
Oh.
Yeah, but because it's Christmas and it's generous, everyone will get a prize.
Okay.
Yippee!
So, prize giving. Let's go. Bring in the prizes.
I really need a prize today.
La 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 la.
Gotta hope it's a weekend away.
A weekend away.
Yeah.
I just got a energy bar. La 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 la. Did you get them, my Bali?
I got some wine gums.
Ooh.
Oh, the prices are good.
These are nice.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
This is very cool.
Thanks, Amanda. I'm going to go for this.
Very festive.
Gum.
Gum. Sia, what are those?
I got strawberry fluffs.
Thank you, Amanda.
You want a spot?
All right,
we can share because it's Christmas.
We've got Justice coming in for the burning platform in a moment or two.
Yeah, my voice is too hoarse now for Said by Sia.
Yeah, let's do Said by Sia, though, quickly, if
okay,
you can squeeze
you
it
wanna...
in. Right, let's go. Said by Sia time.
Said by Sia very, very quickly. Well, for all of the animal lovers out there, they'll be happy to hear this, that Instagram is actually doing something to curb and stand up for animal rights because they are standing against animal abuse and informing more than its 800 million users about what really happens behind their scenes of their cute animal selfies. You know, when people go out and they take pictures with, like, for example, tigers, meanwhile, there's this whole canned tiger or canned lion phenomenon.
Yeah.
So they're raising awareness on that. So they're actually...
Don't those douchey Trump sons, don't they take part in that
yes,
stuff?
Yes, and they're very proud of that. This isn't the first time, actually, some sort of social media network is taking a stand. In July this year, Tinder, the dating app, banned tiger selfies altogether. So now social media platforms are starting to make big changes that help educate the public about their actions.
So out of all of it, Tinder took the high ground first.
They actually started... Imagine that. So now, what Instagram is doing, anytime you use the hashtag cute in any sort of picture that actually has an animal in it, you get a message that has three prompts. So you can now click on the first, which is to learn more about what happens and about animal abuse, or then second, to show the posts you were looking for, or then to cancel the action altogether. So should you click on learn more, you are directed to Help a Center that shares much more detailed information about wildlife exploitation. Yeah, so look at that.
I was thinking there's two parts to this. Wildlife exploitation, sure. Mm-hmm. But what about that horrible fat mess of a woman who's got like eight cats who, according to Instagram, spontaneously have like reindeer ears on, whatever, and the cat has been traumatized for an hour in order to get this perfect photo?
Well, that's why they're giving you the prompts, so you choose ultimately what you want to do. But Emily Kane from Instagram says, "We care about our community, including the animals and the wildlife that are an important part of the platform. I think it's important for the community right now to be more aware. We're trying to do our part to educate them." So there you go, animal activists, hope you're happy with this, and you
very
know,
nice
taking a nice new spin on what you can do on social media to help out where you can.
Excellent. In a moment, Justice Malala and the Burning Platform, brought to you by Nando's.
This is CliffCentral.com.